You're listening to the Bandcamp Weekly.
Chocolaka boom boom.
Listen to a lot of music. Whatever music you like to listen to, listen to it.
This is Eric Lau, and you're listening to Bandcamp Weekly with Andrew Jones.
Peace and love, this is Shafiq Hussein.
Hi, this is Amina, and you're listening to Bandcamp Weekly.
And I'm on Bandcamp.
Hey, peeps, it's Dynasty.
Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Andrew Jervis saying welcome to the Bandcamp Weekly. Not just any old show, this is our 100th, where we're also celebrating the fact that fans have now given artists $100 million through Bandcamp. Fans give artists $3.4 million every month on the site and buy 16,000 records a day, which works out to about a record every 6 seconds. There goes one. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So, we just want to say a big thank you to all the fans directly supporting artists, and of course to all the artists and labels for posting great music. Wouldn't be here without you all.
We'll be right back.
Heard Black and Blue from Take Me Elsewhere by the Ra Project out of Melbourne, Australia. Their last album, Score, released way back in 2009. And this new one, it's a lot more strings, maybe it's a bit more avant and neoclassical in there. But some great little sort of bluesy soul tunes as well. M8 Beat opened up the show with a new EP out this week on the Black Milk Music label out of Paris. The track we heard was Kinetic Sketch. And in the background now, it's Bamboo Man. Just released a cheeky little two-track out on his own Sound Healers label. Guesting on this show is Martin from Vessels. Their new Dilate album is out this week, courtesy of the Leaf recording label. So a couple of tracks from Vessels from the new album. And listen back to the interview we recorded last week later in the show. We're also going to get a peek at upcoming releases from Daptones, Sean and Star, the one and only Quantic, J-Live, and also from Polar Bear.
One for you, one, two for me. But point of clarity, reverse polarity. Don't forget longevity, utmost sincerity. When you kicking, nobody doesn't like savvily. When you aching, nobody doesn't want something for free. But when you pay your forward, we'll see what's meant to be. Ha, yeah. Stay classy, San Diego. Pass the OJ, I put the cream cheese on your bagel. The glass half empty, just mean it's room for more. So if the cupboard is bare, we go into the store. You know I'm God body like I know you got soul. So do you see the donut or do you see the hole? If we don't know the half, then they give a no quarter. That's worldwide, this is hip hop without borders. So if they had to ask, then they really can't afford us. You pay when they record us, so won't see us on no quarters. It's priceless, timeless, and your time is money. So when I'm on the clock, don't be looking at me funny. I'll be using my medulla, something like Ferris Bueller. I work now to accrue moolah on days off. Invest in myself so I can earn while I rest. Put my money to work with no stress. Stay hungry, no thirst. Water is abundant, gotta pay yourself first. Make that shit redundant like one for you, one, two for me. Point of clarity, reverse polarity. Don't forget chavity, utmost in 70. When you caking, nobody doesn't like savvily. When you aching, nobody doesn't want something for free. But when you pay it forward, we'll see what's meant to be. Ha.
get going with the groove, you know. Y'all ready to get all sweaty and funky? All right, come on now. It's time to party. Party.
On the Agglo label, on that funk and boogie tip. Music out of Japan, tune is called Natural Thing. Also doing the modern soul and boogie thing, Grammy nominated artists Maya Hawthorne and Jake Wan, together as Tuxedo. New album is out this week. We heard the track Are You Ready? And J-Life on his own Mortier Music label. Check out the new video for that one. It's called Pay It Forward. And that brings us up to music in the background from Yalls. From near me, Berkeley, California. Mr. Dan Casey. The tune is called Applause. dance there from Yours 3. That one had us dancing around the kitchen Sunday night, so good sign. Up next, Sean and Star, about to release their album on the Daptone label. It's called Look Closer, recorded with the Dap Kings, produced by Daptone's Gabriel Roth in Bushwick, Brooklyn. And the duo developed their style and group, singing background vocals for Sharon Jones. Here's the title track.
I'm out. other captives. I'm going to other fields where I might live.
Spark it. All of my thoughts, all of my girls coming up on take my quest pocket. Shining on the microphone, and I said we're going to spark it. Start it, yes. We in a parking lot, a parking life from across the Atlantic. DJ Quantic of the sun, boy, and the dance floor frantic. Yep, you maybe can't understand it. Ever since Quantic landed, people the city is granted. So you better dip on it. Yep, you better dip on it, pan it, or better dip on it. You better dip on it, pan it, or better dip on it. Dip on it, dip on it, pan it, pan. For a better dip on it, dip on it, pan it, pan it. This day and age, it's a serious time. Here and if you better see and blind. To the park after dark when you want look behind. To avoid being the next victim of a crime. Society of today, savage and benign. A joke of it will kill you for less than a dime. A junk to do anything for a bottle of wine. And the most wicked animal that a mankind. So you better dip on it. Yeah, you better dip on it, pan it. You better dip on it. Yes, you got to dip on it, pan it. Sishin, you dip on it. Brother, off it, dip on it, pan it. You off it. Dip on it, dip on it, on it, on it, on it. Rain it a fall, but still not it off. Yes, the pot a cook, but the food ain't enough. Over in the east, them a call out them bluff. Well now we a go sit all rough from out of for the better. For the better, dip on it, dip on it, dip on it, dip on it. For the better, dip on it, dip on it, dip on it, dip on it. A better, dip on it, dip on it, dip on it, dip on it. For the better, dip on it, dip on it. Photographer at the window, you know that dip on it. At the window. You know the paparazzi at the window and taking pictures at the A1C lecture. One thing well we know, run things for ya. On the better no aim at the A1C lecture. And also me say on the better dip on it. On the better dip on it. On the better dip on it. Yep, you better dip on it. You better dip on it. On the better dip on it. On the better dip on it. You better dip on it.
Set there to test your bass bins out. On the Fine Grains label, music out of Scotland from Kane Nagan is from his latest EP. We also heard a tiny taste of French Cola. That's an EP by Itoa for the Bad Taste label. And Quantic on the dancehall tip with the one and only Shinehead, Spark It. We heard the remix courtesy of Ed West. From the Dubstore label at Japan, we checked out the track by Putty Roots called When I Release. It's from a series of singles produced by Hugh Redman James, and Sean and Star kicked us off. In the background, it's music from a really interesting compilation called Who's Sampled. They held a sample-a-thon, a one-day event where 20 UK producers got together, dig through and remix tracks from the archives of Boozy and Hawks, a publisher and label, made a lot of music for TV, radio, film and advertising. This remix here from My Panda Shall Fly. My Panda Shall Fly for something a little bit different. Talking of different, Vessels have a new album. Slightly different vibe than their previous recordings. Maybe a little more sleek, a little more fluid, driving, a little less angular. We'll talk to Martin about it in a minute. Album is called Dilate. And the first track we'll hear is On Your Own 10 Toes. You listen to the Bandcamp Weekly, number 100. Hey Martin, thanks for coming by the Bandcamp Weekly. Really enjoying the new Vessels record. And I thought we'd start off by asking a little bit about Leeds, which is in the north of England. And for those people who are not from there or near there, can you describe the music scene? There seems to be quite a bit of good music coming out there, especially over the last couple of years. So what's happening in Leeds? I know it's where you're from and also where the Leaf label, your label, is from too. So maybe you could tell us a little bit about the music scene there.
Yeah, Leeds has got a pretty, it's definitely got a good music scene, particularly for, I think, smaller bands and groups. So there's a place called the Brutnell Social, which is a real kind of hub and centre of all things musical in Leeds for like bands to play to up to, yeah, 300 or 400 people kind of thing. So it's got a really nice kind of vibe about the place, and there's a fair bit of a community spirit as well. I mean, obviously you still have kind of a little bit of a separation between different kind of genres and styles of music, but then again I think there's also quite a lot of common ground between a lot of the musicians in the city, so you definitely have it's a nice place to be, to play music.
What's it like to see your band live? For people who haven't had the chance, it sounds like it's a pretty exciting show. You got a couple of drummers up front, I think, right? And well, maybe you could explain the setup and what kind of show you put on for people who haven't been lucky enough to see you.
I think for certain styles of music, but for most music in general, there's something that you can only get from a piece of music when you actually see it performed live in front of you. And so with our band, there's definitely a huge amount of energy between the five of us, and you've got the two drummers stroke percussionists at front, and the rest of the band kind of surrounding them. And so you almost have a kind of a vibe between the band and then also the band feeding off and the energy of people in the audience as well. And I think particularly in the more recent stuff we've done and the new album, it's like it's become quite a party, which is still quite fresh for us actually, because we've had quite a few years of playing to audiences who have also been really lovely, but they tend to be a bit more of the kind of chin-stroking variety, and we used to do really complicated time signatures and stuff that was kind of complex, and it was interesting, but it would kind of created a certain vibe, whereas the stuff that we're doing now is much more about people having a bit of a party, I think, which translates very nicely to the kind of live set.
Do you manage to have as much fun in the studio as you do playing live?
Different kind of fun. A lot of the original ideas come from Lee and Tom in the band in particular, and so the contributions of, say, me or Pete or Tim to some degree often come later in the process, and it's quite a... it's a kind of a process of layering things and getting together with groups of people at certain times and building up songs and then kind of thinking about how they sound and then developing them that way. Whereas the live thing is definitely all about the five of us really getting involved and doing something with an audience in the room. So it's a very different kind of experience. But then it's also really satisfying when you kind of hit upon a new bit of music that you know is going to be really brilliant and just kind of discover that through a bit of jamming or a bit of experimenting with something. So they've both got their place.
What else can we expect in 2015? You're going to be getting out and about and doing much touring?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're just kind of seeing the dates flow in for the UK and European stuff. And it's definitely quite exciting because we're starting to play more kind of festivals and dance music events and things that we kind of been wanting to do for a while, but it's just starting to happen for us now, I think. So that's really good and positive. And I'm hopeful that we'll travel a little bit further afield, possibly even to the States and Japan, but we'll have to see how that goes.
All right, well, I'm holding my breath here in San Francisco. It'd be great to see you out here.
Yeah, we'd definitely love to come to the States, no doubt.
Vessels and Elliptic from the Dilate album. Thanks to Martin and to Ben and Tonio over there at Leaf. Up next, Brazilian-born cellist and vocalist Dom Lanena.
Todos los días salgo a caminar. Cada día me hace recordar que tengo miedo de la oscuridad. Si no puedo dormir, si vos no estás ahí.
Comme ces sodas bicolores, la fluorescence de ces nippes éclatait, éclatait, comme le fluor dans le blanc de son sourire indolent. Sur son teint foncé sans phare, elle fonçait sans phare, révélant sa présence. Révélant sa présence. Fluorescence. Rêvasse les fils électriques d'escalier mécanique. lui donnait l'air d'un ange. La fluorescence de ses nids lui donnait l'air d'un ange. Poussif, semences et paquets de chips. Sur son teint foncé sans phare, elle fonçait sans phare, révélant sa présence. Fluorescence.
duo known as Humans. Their debut full-length Noontide just came out on Hybridity Music. Listen to Watusi from that album. This music out of Sydney, Australia before that. I always want to call them Aura, but it must be Aura, right? That's what happens when you put a dot in the middle of your name. Debut album, James Lament, out this week on the always awesome Felt label. We heard music from France from Welly Noel, La Florescence, and Dom Lanena gave us Menino from Soya. Here's a little something from the annual compilation from Mellow Music Group. They're featured on our homepage this week too. Such a great label with the likes of Odyssey, Apollo Brown, L'Orange, Open Mic Eagle, and many, many more. Definitely one of the best independent hip-hop labels around. Big shout to Mellow Mike.
Nah, I know I invited you. I still want you to leave now. This is a whole long thing just telling you to leave. Leave my mind. Leave. I woke up down in this dungeon. I've made mistakes in my judgments. I built you up in my head. This is my prayer for your production. You're not my aunt, uncle, or cousin. Not your nephew, but your husband. You think just cause you buzzing, you got license, but you doesn't. I hugged you like a glowworm. Come down now cause it's your turn. I ain't got nothing but time. I like that long haul to that slow burn. I did too much of my homework. Killed my confidence with this research. I put people on pedestals. Ego's reaction is knee jerk. I'm trying to work on my weakness. It's not all roses and peaches, it's no secret. I found myself in a funk for a whole weekend. Overeat mail failures and DMs. Did they get that shit? Should I resend? What should I do when I see them? Talk all soft and passive like Cleveland. Even wise men can go mindless. Voluntarily rocking them blinders. It generates all the shyness. Calling some other human your highness. They forgot about when they punch clocks. With Capri Suns in their lunchbox. Bad haircut with them sunspots. Drank fruit punch and wore dumb socks. Yeah.
This first time is a warning. The next move is suspension. Got my own lapses in thinking. My processes are stinking. You're not Gandhi, you're not Yoda. You're not President Lincoln. Give a fuck if you was Oprah, Will Blitzer, or Al Roker. If you try to put yourself over, I'll laugh at you like the Joker. This hellfire is my culture. Hood magic all in these cold words. I'm you is the slogan. Put it up mirrors instead of these posters. Watch me smash all of these idols. Got my own heavyweight title. There's no upper tier, we're all peers. Unless y'all wanna be rivals. Down is just a foundation. Wrapped in festivals and in basements. If I ever lost my head, I got good friends to replace it. Gives a fuck if you're on TV. You still poop and you still BP. You sat down and got started, not knowing it wasn't no DP. You got up thin and you waddled. That shit might happen tomorrow. Whether you a ball player, a stage actor, or international model, I don't care, neither should no one. I'll say that shit to Hulk Hogan, Obama down to Joe Rogan. Head of the studio that made Rosen. My brain's variable tape speed. Sub Genghis or Hayseed. Try waving your resume. All of a sudden I can't read, yeah.
Celebrity Reduction Prayer featuring Up On My Eagle, produced by Odyssey for the awesome Mellow Music Group. Hey, on next week's show, we're we've got New York jazz man Mark Carey dropping by. I'm talking to jazz man. We've got Gerald the jazz man coming by too. He's got a great new spiritual jazz compilation in the works, so check in with him. In the background now, London-based Polar Bear, about to release their sixth album, Same As You. Comes out the end of the month on Leaf. This one mixed in the Mojave Desert. Here's a track called Don't Let The Feeling Go, which I listened to about six times in a row when I got it.
Feel it. of teachings are what we have to find. And the moment is upon us when we must see the light. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, come together for what is right. Freedom train.
Mia from LA and Freedom Train. Omega Watts teamed up with Catalina Belizzi for Grown Kids Radio, an artist collective out of San Francisco, releasing an EP that comes with a nice custom print too. We heard from Mo Colors, back with an EP featuring Henry Wu, and Bill Lawrence, out of London, recording from the Ropadope label. He's a writer, arranger, plays keyboards, vibraphone, percussion, bass, alongside a pretty massive group of musicians. New album is called Swift, and the track we heard was U-Bahn. Going to round out this week's Bandcamp Weekly with something from the latest comp from Yoruba. It's Afefe Iku and Compass Rose, performed by the Piscean Group. So yeah, hope you enjoyed Bandcamp Weekly number 100. We'll be back, as long as they don't change the locks, on the Doors with Bandcamp Weekly 101 next Tuesday. Until then, see ya.